When it comes to dhikr or tafakkur, there are essential things we need to talk about as human beings, and things we need to assess personally on ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask ourselves, why are we on earth? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us on earth? And then, of course, we could cite easily the verse in Surah 38, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Eventually, we have not created mankind and jinn kind except that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the verse is quite easy to cite, but we need to think about this verse very carefully. If you understand that the primary reason we are on earth here is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask ourselves, how far are we doing it? Are we getting distracted by job, by family, by we want to acquire in this world from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it ought to be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not imposed monasticism on us. In fact, he mentioned it in condemned terms, wa ruhbaniyatan ibtida'uha ma katabnaha alayhim wa maru'auha haqqa ri'atiha. The monks of the Bani Israel, of Christians and Jews, they imposed monasticism on themselves because they are always in secretion worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ma katabna alayhim. We have not legislated these for them. And in fact, when they couldn't measure up to it at the end of the day. So Allah has not laid that body on us in Islam. And one of the companions, Qutamba ibn Mazgun or Uthman ibn Mazgun, I'm not sure he was one of them, was begging the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted to castrate himself because he felt that his sexual desires were preventing him from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the message of Allah was saying, no, you cannot do that. It is not part of Islam. So, but yes, Islam has allowed us that we can work, play with our family, enjoy ourselves within the limits, but it must not be at the expense of our act of worship. It must not be at the expense of our worship, at the act of worship. One of the reasons why at times we fail in this regard is totally amen. The assumption that you're going to live long. With COVID-19 ravaging the entire world, hundreds dying in a day, I mean, it's not something death in Italy. Per day, 900 something death in Italy, per day, in Spain, same thing. You realize how ephemeral all these things are. Just a simple virus and then everything is gone. So we come to ask ourselves that we realize that this life of earth, our life on earth is very small. And where we are going, that's where we are going to spend eternity. When we die, everything we amass on earth here becomes useless. Our degrees, our houses, our cars, our friends, everything stops at the grave. And we alone will be inside it. No wife, no child, just us alone with our deeds. And then we come to realize that life of this world was just like a dream. So we need to consider and think about this very carefully. If the primary reason I'm on earth is for me to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how far am I going? Just like an astute businessman will run his accounts. How far am I going? What are these stumbling blocks? What are those things that the deen has legislated, has made compulsory on me that I've not been able to do? Is it the hijab? Is it my salah? Is it my fasting? Is it the keeping of the beard? Is it this is why the ibadah of khalwa, the worship of secretion, is very important, because it is, we are having this dialogue with ourselves. The only other person is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's always with us. Allah says, "Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi as-samawati wal-ard." Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the heavens and the earth? "Ma yakunu min najwa thalathatin illa huwa rabi'uhum wa la khamsatin illa huwa sadisuhum wa la adna min dhalika wa la akthar illa huwa ma'ahum aynama kanu." A very important verse. Allah says, "Don't you see Allah knows what is in the heaven and the earth? There is no gathering of three people except there is a fourth, or five people except there is a sixth." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sixth. So Allah adna min that, even if it's less than that, even if you are alone, Allah is with you. He knows what you're thinking. عالم الغيب والشهادة knows what was in our mind. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. What we hide in our heart, Allah knows it. See, this dialogue is with ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask us, it's an introspection. Ask ourselves, what are those acts of the deen that are commanded and have not done? What can I be list? What are those acts of the deen that are prohibited that I'm doing. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has shortcomings. What are those acts of the deen that are prohibited that I do? So you also put a list of this down. I will strive to bring this list to the barest minimum. Allah has not created us angels who do not make errors. He created us as creatures with passions, with what we love, with what we hate, and things like that. And of course, we are expected to make errors. Kullu bani Adam qatta. Every child of Adam makes errors. Wa khayru khatta'ina tawabun. The best of those who sin are the ones who repent. So, what I'm trying to say is that yes, we all make errors, but the idea is to always minimize our sins in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as an astute businessman would try to minimize his losses the same way. So you look at those things Allah has commanded that we've not done, those things Allah has prohibited that we're doing, and we try as much as possible practically ways of stopping it. We also try to identify stumbling blocks that are not allowing us to do some of these things. For some of us, it may be work. For some of us, it may be our peer group. For some of us, it may be our family. For some of us, it may be just ourselves. For some of us, it's routine laziness. So identify these things. I will look for ways around them. What will make us, because at the end of the day, not wealth, not family, nothing would come to be avail of us when we stand in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine somebody standing in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish him for something. And he stands in the front of Rabbul Arbab, the Lord of Lords. And Allah asks him, why were you not able to do this? And his response was that, it was my wife. How would it sound? Or his response was that, well, it was my work. Or response, whatever response, this is what we need to think about in this period as we spend a few minutes in seclusion, thinking, meditating about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his legislation, and his affairs, and also thinking about ourselves and how well we are faring in the journey to the hereafter. Because all of us on a journey, at the point we drop at our individual bus stops, the point of our death, which nobody knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are going to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet him, nobody is going to act as an interpreter between us and him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the discussion would have been even more elaborate than this, but for online discussion, we try to make it as summarized as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us in this time of epidemic or pandemic, and make us better as we strive to get out of it. If there are questions, I'll take them. If there are none, then I do as the formula standard.